Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Kelly.
Someone has said, make peace, not war. But everywhere we look today, we see nothing but war. That begs the question, is peace possible today?
The world situation has changed dramatically. All we see is a world at war. The drug cartels, crime, and ISIS are gaining ground, and global unrest threatens civilization as we know it. History is littered with wars by ambitious rulers seeking ultimate power. Tragically, our world has never experienced real peace. So is lasting peace just simply a dream? Jeremiah in the Bible wrote, "Peace, peace, when there is no peace."
World War I was to have been the war to end all wars. And yet, 20 years later, Adolf Hitler's insatiable appetite for power brought the world into the greatest conflagration it had ever known. The adage, live and let live, appears to be unknown today, or more correctly, ignored.
Will there ever be a real and lasting peace? Not as long as aggressive nations try to dominate the world and bring it under their control, as we saw with Nazi Germany. Today, the lack of peace in the Middle East is spreading like wildfire.
To have a real and lasting peace, the world needs a Superman. You're a man who can say, I have the answer to the world's problems. Such a man does exist. And that man is Jesus Christ, the creator and sustainer of the universe. And the Bible says he's coming again to rule the earth.
But is it still possible to have world peace? No, not yet. But we can have peace in our hearts. When Jesus was on earth, he promised this peace. He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. But not as the world gives do I give to you. So let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Peace of heart and mind are not things we can work up ourselves. That peace only comes from God. The world lacks peace, but a real and lasting peace is what Jesus promised if we'll turn our lives over to him. Most of our problems stem from within ourselves, and that's why Jesus said,
come to me, all you who are heavily laden with sin, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and I will give rest to your souls. This yoke the Bible talks about is something that helps to share a burden. Jesus wants to come and help us in our troublous times if we'll turn to him.
The Bible says, God so greatly loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. A whole eternity stretches before us, so we need to be ready to face Almighty God. Are you ready? Have you received Christ by faith into your heart? The Bible says it is appointed to man once to die, but after this, the judgment.
Romans chapter 5 speaks about peace, and it says this, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that our suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales, 2170. That address again, George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, 2170.